Welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Amalalai Kaida. I hope you guys have had an amazing week so far. It's been an amazing week for me. I hope you're enjoying the summer and you were blessed by last week's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. This week we're going to be continuing the series on a call to prayer, and today we're going to be focusing on the heart. The heart condition, the heart in the sense of the state of our hearts when we're praying and what the Bible talks about when it comes to that. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, and I pray that as you listen, you are blessed. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be able to share your word. I pray that for as many as are listening, I pray that, Lord, you would open their ears, open their eyes to see even as we read your word, open their hearts to conceive things that they never took into consideration. Help them, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be able to have a heart that is right, a heart that is yielded to you in prayer. Help us to pray to you wholeheartedly. Help us to be transparent with you, to have a pure heart, a clean heart, a steadfast heart in prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I remember last week we read 1 Timothy chapter 2 and we read from verses 1 to 8, but this week we're going to be focusing mainly on verse 8. So if I can get you to turn your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to be reading verse 8. It says, "I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." These words, wrath and doubting, got me thinking about how important the state of our heart is when we pray. And not just that, even what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13, it says, "You will search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me." God really stresses the importance of the state of our hearts when we pray. God wants us to have a transparent heart because he knows our thoughts. God wants us to have a pure heart when we pray. He doesn't want us to keep malice, and he doesn't want us to be angry, to keep anger on the inside of us when we come to the place of prayer. And that's why it is important for us to forgive other people before we come to God seeking for forgiveness. It says in the Bible that we ask God to forgive us even as we forgive those who trespass against us. Even the Bible also says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 that we should guard our hearts with all diligence, because the heart is very important. The heart is a very delicate part of not just our body, but even our spiritual life. Our heart has a lot to do with our communication with God, our relationship with God. If you have a wrong heart or an impure heart towards someone, how can you truly have a good relationship with them? How can you truly have a trustworthy relationship with them? Your communication with someone has to, for it to be genuine, for it to be true and legit, for lack of better terms, has to come from the bottom of your heart. You cannot be double-minded. God doesn't like double-minded people. He doesn't want you to be praying about something and then on the other hand be doubting whether he's going to really do it or not. I'm going to lead us through a prayer next and just continue to think about these words: transparency, purity, and just the state of your heart when you pray. Our prayer is going to be taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, from verses 1 to the end. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. I'd encourage you to read along with me. or just meditate on these words as I go in your heart. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you will slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. Sorry it's coming in a little bit late, but I hope you guys were blessed. I encourage you to continue to meditate on the verses of scripture that we've read. Remember that it is extremely important to pray with an open heart and an open mind. Offer genuine prayer from your heart to God, and remember that our cry comes even to his ears. He hears every single word that we utter, and he is willing and able to answer our prayer. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed week. Bye.